Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Corey Myers. Idalia has now reached hurricane status.
Tampa Bay, Florida is under a hurricane watch and storm surge watch. The National Weather Service issued those alerts yesterday ahead of Idalia. Hurricane force winds are possible within the next 48 hours, and water from the coast could rise and move inland. Peak winds could reach 40 miles per hour, and gusts could hit 45 miles an hour. The National Weather Service warns the potential impact from Idalia could be significant and life-threatening. I'm Lance Pry.
President Biden says diversity in America is under attack.
That America is the most multiracial, most dynamic nation in the history of the world. All of us need to say clearly and forcefully as we can, that hate will not prevail in America.
He made those comments yesterday while marking 60 years of the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights under law. One faculty member at the University of North Carolina is dead after a shooting on campus yesterday. Police say they have a suspect in custody, but are not releasing a name or possible charges. Earlier reports indicate the shooter was a grad student. Officials also said classes will be canceled today. A special session of the Tennessee State Legislature descending into chaos. Yesterday, people removed from galleries in the House, as well as a walkout by the Democratic caucus after a lawmaker was silenced. House Speaker Cameron Sexton silenced Representative Justin Jones after deeming him out of order on two occasions. Jones, one of the three lawmakers expelled from office earlier this year for demonstrating in favor of gun control on the House floor. Charges will not be dropped against the father of the Illinois man accused of staging a deadly mass shooting at an Independence Day parade last year. This is USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Rapper Eminem objecting to presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy using his music at campaign events. The Republican candidate has made it a practice to use Eminem's song Lose Yourself at events. A spokesperson for Ramaswamy's campaign says they will comply with Eminem's request. Novak Djokovic and Coco Gauff both winning their matches during the night session on day one at the U.S. Open. Paul DeCastro has the recap.
The second-seeded Djokovic made short work of Frenchman Alexander Muller, 6-love, 6-2, 6-3. Meanwhile, Gauff overcame a slow start after dropping the first set. She rallied to beat qualifier Laura Siegmund of Germany, winning the final set 6-4. But fellow American Sloane Stephens was ousted in her first-round match. Men's defending champ Carlos Alcaraz and Venus Williams are among those taking the court today.
A neurosurgeon investigating a woman's mystery symptoms in an Australian hospital said she plucked a wriggling worm from the patient's brain. That creature was the larva of an Australian native roundworm. The worms are commonly found in carpet pythons. While the woman had no direct contact with snakes, scientists think that she consumed the eggs from vegetation or her contaminated hands. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it. And you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Bill Martinez.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to the Bill Martinez Show. We've got something real special. I always appreciate whenever we get a chance to get the whole truth and nothing but from somebody who is in the room and is on the front lines, especially when it has to do with the bureaucracy and what's going on in Washington, D.C. Congressman Kevin Kiley was part of the incoming freshman members of Congress that would give the majority to Republicans. We've heard a lot about the investigations into the alleged Biden pay-to-play, a two-tiered justice system, a compromised FBI, but there's more that we the people are not hearing about, but we should be aware. The congressman reviews what has been accomplished in these initial months of this Congress and what he sees next. Welcome, U.S. Congressman Kevin Kiley. Kevin, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks very much, Bill. It's great to be with you.
Kevin, I am so grateful to you because you have been accessible back in the days when you were representing the state of California in the assembly and even during your campaign. I have just been so gratified and encouraged in getting to know you and appreciate your passion for the Constitution and the American dream.
Well, thank you. Very kind to you, and I've appreciated the opportunity to join you and have these discussions about how we can restore some sanity to our country.
Well, Kevin, people are confused because they're hearing the narrative that comes from a mainstream media, you know, from the left. It just seems like there's a dual, multi-level scheme of what reality is, because when I hear the Democrats talk, whatever it is, if it has to do with the southern border or it's the Biden pay to play, here's all this evidence, and they act like what evidence? And, so what is going on with the disconnect of being able to talk across the aisle? Because even back in the old days, of course, before you actually got into office, the left used to be able to talk to the right. They may not have agreed, but they seem to agree on what the end destination is. And right now there seems to be a clear divide on where, what the vision for this country is and what they want versus what Republicans want.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that, there's a lot of truth in that, in the sense that the narrative seems to matter more than the facts in a lot of cases. And you have, some who are using their positions of influence and power and their platforms to push a narrative. And the narrative is predetermined, it is, and then whatever facts there may or may not be are simply used in service of it. Whereas, when you look at the work that we're doing in the House in terms of the proper oversight function of Congress, the ongoing investigations on any number of fronts, we're taking the exact opposite approach, which is that we're looking for facts and we're letting the facts go where they lead and not – deciding where they're going to lead in advance.
Mm-hmm. Well, Kevin, I get lots of investigative reporters who come on the show, Trevor Loudon for one, and he's made it clear that Congress is captured, especially on the Democratic side, with antithetical forces. In other words, they have abandoned their oath of office to defend and support the Constitution from all men and enemies, foreign and domestic. And that sounds pretty harsh and a pretty serious accusation. But Trevor Loudon has the facts that says that there are congressmen in Congress, in your association there in the U.S. representatives, over 100 representatives that are, for all intent and purposes, card-carrying socialists. So how does the socialist mindset and vision comport with our U.S. Constitution?
Well, I do think it's true that in the House in particular, the Democratic caucus has really veered much further to the left than it ever has, and is much further to the left than even the Democrats in the Senate are. So you see examples of bills that we've passed in the House that got minimal, if any, support from the Democrats in the House, but then ended up getting overwhelming support from both parties in the Senate. And so that's, you know, the good news is that they're not the majority in the House. So we have the ability to set the agenda. And I don't think they will be the majority, given how out of step they are with, you know, what Americans are looking for. And in particular, you know, I think they're pushing policies that, as you say, veer very far from what this country is about, from its founding principles, and which here in the present have taken us down a disastrous road when it comes to the economy, when it comes to immigration, when it comes to crime, and when it comes to a whole host of other areas.
Exactly. Well, and as you say, and I understand, you know, some people argue polling doesn't mean everything. I think it gives you an indication of where people stand. But this is where leadership comes in and where vision. If you believe that, you know, the country is on the wrong track, which what we have right now, majority of America believes we're on the wrong track. But if you believe that you have a better offering, well, traditionally we would do that through debate and a presentation of your policies, not by compelling people to do so because you've got banks to limit their ability to be able to have checking accounts if their program doesn't comport with a green energy agenda and on and on. I mean, it just seems to be, Kevin, that our government has become so weaponized that the idea of freedom and the American dream is a thing of the past if they have it their way. Kevin, with all the indictments that have been coming down against Donald Trump, the frustration for everyday Americans that I speak with is that here we've spent so much money on January 6th investigations, but the big elephant in the room that people keep stepping over and ignoring is that you got 62% of the country, they still don't believe in the results of 2020. And I'll tell you, this is one of the rare shows that you can come on and we can have a conversation about it. There are so many other places that I go to that I'm invited on. And it's interesting, you know, they'll ask about the voting, the question of voting and the results, but they don't want to hear the answer. And I'm saying, you know, people say, well, don't you believe in the results of 2020? I say, honestly, it's not a matter of believing. I don't know. And the fact is, an everyday citizen, along with, you know, millions of other Americans, they don't know for sure. And that's pathetic. When you consider, you know, all that's involved here, not only for 340 million Americans, but the world that looks to America as an example and is that shining hill, that shining light on a hill, Kevin.
Well, yes. And I think that, you know, what you're alluding to is, you know, we have a governing class in this country, which in collusion with big tech and others in the media, has taken it upon itself to define the boundaries of acceptable political discourse and to simply rule certain topics as altogether forbidden and, you know, worthy of censorship if someone has the audacity to utter them, which, of course, nothing could be more antithetical to the idea of freedom of speech that is the core of our First Amendment and indeed sort of undergirds our entire Republican form of government. And so I've tried in my role in the House to criminalize speech, to censor speech, to, you know, make it so only some topics are allowed in the public sphere. For example, we have a bill on co-sponsoring with Jim Jordan that says that if you are someone in government and you order, let's say, a post on social media to be censored, and you'll be subjected to fines and other penalties for doing so. Right. Because, of course, we've seen many, many examples of this now.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
We're talking to Kevin Kiley. U.S. Congressman from California's 3rd District. And we're talking about, you know, this current session. We're on break right now, getting ready to come back. And, boy, the agenda is, you know, that you're looking at has a lot of expectation. And I believe, Kevin, it has hope. And it has hope because you and I and others believe in the American people, and we're trusting in our elected officials, no matter how compromised maybe some have been. And I praise you for your courage, because this is not necessarily an easy battle, even with what do you got, a 5-seat majority in the House right now, right?
That's right. It's a very slender majority. And of course, the House is the only chamber where we have the majority. We have divided government where the Dems control the Senate and the White House. And so that, you know, creates a very delicate balance and a fairly slender window of opportunity for getting the country back on the right course and preventing further damage. But I think that so far we've managed to sort of maximize that opportunity in a way that really has at least stopped us from going even further down the road that this administration was taking us in its first 2 years.
Yeah, you definitely hit the brakes. There's no doubt about it. I only wish that the previous Congress, Kevin, and you probably look at it as well, is they didn't accept, you know, Nancy Pelosi's budget, because I know that you're tripping over some of that, you know, the lingering budget constraints that were established from the previous Congress, which, you know, ironically, you know, the Democrats didn't allow the Republicans to do that, but yet the Republicans, for some reason, somehow thinking they're going to be nice guys, empowered Nancy Pelosi and allowed their budget to carry over. Is that fair?
Well, what Pelosi did and the Congress of the last couple years is they escalated spending to simply unprecedented levels. They went on a multi-trillion-dollar spending spree, which was something that actually even Barack Obama's top economic advisor said was a bad idea because it would trigger an inflation crisis, which, of course, it did. And the thing about inflation is it's, you know, even if you bring inflation levels down, it doesn't really reverse the damage that was done. So they did this damage. It's now baked in to our economy. And what's more is they sort of created this much higher baseline for federal spending. And once you create that higher baseline, it's really hard to yank it down. So we're doing the best we can. And in fact, we have lowered the baseline somewhat from last year, which really has never happened, where you could spend less 1 year than you did the year before. But we certainly have a long way to go to get a return to some sense of reasonable spending levels. And it's because of the way that Pelosi governed over the last couple years.
Well, yeah, the tradition has been we'll spend money and figure out how to pay for it later. But at least with Donald Trump, as a businessman psyche and mentality, understood that GDP was king. If we could increase the GDP, then we can start to buy down some of this debt. At least there was some consideration for it. But, you know, we've got to find a way, Kevin, at least in my humble opinion, to get all the cylinders working, because we have the manpower. We've got the creativity. We've got the, I believe, the industry and, you know, the American people, you know, the work ethic of the American people to, you know, increase the GDP, which is, you know, controversial as far as Barack Obama is concerned, because he felt, and you talk about being baked in the cake, that America would be forever mired somewhere around less than 2% GDP. And I've always felt that if we could get everybody on the same page, we could realize, as Trump talked about, you know, maybe a 4 to 5% GDP possibly, but we can't do it if you're going to kill the energy sector like, you know, what Biden did on his first day of office.
That's a great point. You know, they have this mentality where, well, the size of the pie is fixed and we just need to extract more, a larger and larger share of that pie to go to the government, to go to government programs. Whereas, you know, we have a much different view, which is that if you can have sound economic policies that encourage growth, that empower business creation, that encourage work, then the entire size of the pie grows. Yes. You have a larger economy, and then you don't need to raise taxes. You actually will be able to raise revenue to pay down the debt, simply because keeping the share of the pie that goes to the government the same or even making it lower might result in a net increase in revenue just because there's, you know, a larger amount of total economic value.
In a way, Kevin, and I've said this, man, I just, with my father growing up, you know, we've had these discussions while he was alive, and that is that, you know, maybe we needed to call a pause or a timeout on the government, you know, almost like a Chapter 11. You know, reorganization to where all the sacred cows are looked at and we really bring these things into order, that all our departments are held into account. You know, you don't have something like, you know, the military spending, you know, the amount of money they're spending without any accountability. I mean, that's unacceptable. I mean, that's the people's money. There is a fiduciary responsibility. But for some reason, the bureaucracy and the elites believe that somehow they're above that. And that's not the way to run a government, is it?
Not at all. I mean, we have been spending. I mean, there is so much waste, fraud, and abuse in the federal budget. Mm-hmm. It is absolutely unbelievable. So what we really need to do is go with a fine-tooth comb through every department and every agency and look at, okay, what are they actually supposed to be doing? And things that they're not supposed to be doing, we need to make sure they stop doing them and stop spending money on them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we need to look at the abundant levels of waste that exists even within authorized programs. Right. And so, you know, if we were to actually undertake that task in a serious way, we could save an incredible amount of money.
Exactly. Well, you know, even Donald Trump did an analysis. What, we had 17 agencies that had overlapping programs. Left wasn't talking to the right. And, you know, like you said, just the built-in waste right there alone. The other thing that I have been yelling and screaming for years, Kevin, is that, you know, when we get to the end of the fiscal year, that's when you get an emptying of all the budgets. Everybody's got to spend their money. And that's when you get these stupid spending things because they have to empty their budgets. And I say stupid things when they start, you know, buying a box of Ticonderoga number two, you know, pencils, you know, for $1 million, you know, because they just got to empty their budget, because if it's not empty, then they don't get that back. God forbid they would leave it there so it would, you know, go forward into the next fiscal year and help the taxpayer. And that, you know, and that kind of irresponsible spending is frustrating, especially where we are right now at $32 trillion in debt. And our interest payments alone is approximating our military budget. That's crazy.
Well, that's right. Exactly. You know, the incentives are all wrong. What you want to do is incentivize savings. But instead, the incentive is often as exactly as you said. You need to spend all of the money. Otherwise, you know, you might not be able to ask for more in the next year's budget. And as far as the interest payments go, that, too, is correct and alarmingly so. You know, within the next decade, we're going to reach a point where we're spending $1 trillion each year just on interest payments servicing the national debt. That is a staggering sum. Well, that's money that's not going to pick whatever spending that you think is most important, whether you think it's social welfare spending, whether you think it's military spending, whether you think whatever it is, that's money that's not going to that. Rather, it's simply going to servicing our debt. And, of course, that number will continue to grow the more we continue to spend.
And God forbid we hit a bump in interest rate and all of a sudden that, you know, that spikes up. Now what are we looking at, Kevin?
Well, of course. Yeah, exactly. And so we make ourselves very vulnerable to those sort of forces.
Visit GCNlive.com today.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
USA News Update. Idalia has now reached hurricane status.
Tampa Bay, Florida is under a hurricane watch and storm surge watch. The National Weather Service issued those alerts yesterday ahead of Idalia. Hurricane force winds are possible within the next 48 hours, and water from the coast could rise and move inland. Peak winds could reach 40 miles per hour, and gusts could hit 45 miles an hour. The National Weather Service warns the potential impact from Idalia could be significant and life-threatening. I'm Lance Pry.
President Biden says diversity in America is under attack. He made those comments yesterday while marking 60 years of the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights under law. One faculty member at the University of North Carolina dead after a shooting on campus yesterday. Police say they have a suspect in custody, but are not releasing a name or possible charges. Corey Myers, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Well, we're talking with U.S. Congressman from California's 3rd District, Kevin Kiley. Kevin, let's look back in the first session. I mean, in a lot of ways, I mean, I appreciate that this Congress has really taken up, this session very seriously and has moved quickly. There is a sense of urgency, and I am grateful for that. What is your read and how you would evaluate, so to speak, the state of the union, if I might put it in those terms, of this Congress that you're part of this freshman class?
Well, I think the state of the union is we are headed in the wrong direction, but we at least have, reined in the administration so that we're not heading as rapidly in the wrong direction as we were. In other words, we've managed to put the brakes on the truly radical policies that caused us to have, this economy that almost every American says they're dissatisfied with, that caused us to have a record-shattering number of illegal border crossings at the southern border that have caused, crime to reach alarming levels in many parts of this country, and of course that have caused spending to go absolutely out of control. So we came into office and have put the brakes on all of that. We've restored a sense of accountability. We're actually conducting meaningful oversight of the executive branch, which is something that the Pelosi Congress absolutely refused to do. We're restoring a sense of how the legislative process is supposed to work. We reopened the Capitol to the U.S. public. We ended proxy voting so people aren't just voting from the beach or the golf course. They actually have to show up and do their job. We're restoring regular order so that individual spending bills will be voted on individually and considered on their merits, as opposed to having multi-trillion-dollar omnibus bills rammed through at the end of the year. So I think we've gone a long way towards the course correction that we so desperately need. But I think it's also true that, you know, it's only been 7 months. We've got a long way to go.
Well, you had a mess to clean up that you inherited, no doubt. And Leader McCarthy, I mean, I've got to give him credit, and I would encourage him, just, you know, from me to you to him, is that he would somehow be able to unify the Republican Party and the representatives in such a way to where they stay focused, they stay on point as to the priorities, so that, you know, what we're hearing out of Washington is consistent. I think that's something that they could possibly learn from the Democrats. Right or wrong, I mean, they stay on the same talking point. Republicans have a tendency to, you know, go off the reservation at times, and I think that that kind of defeats what we're trying to accomplish here. That's just in my humble opinion, Kevin. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think that it is important that we really stick together when it comes to the important things of making sure that the Biden administration does not continue to lead the country in the wrong direction. And we have such a small majority in the House that it makes that sort of cohesion that much more important. So, of course, different members are going to have different priorities. No one should ever feel tethered to do what the party is doing just for the sake of doing so. Everyone has a responsibility to their constituents.
Exactly.
But I think that we are realizing that, you know, we are able to fulfill that responsibility to our constituents best if we find the common ground that is necessary to put meaningful constraints on the agenda that this president has been pushing forward. And I think that that level of cohesion has enabled us to do more than many expected, given the dynamics that exist right now in Washington.
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, you mentioned earlier the southern border. This is amazing that the amount of people coming through our border illegally, and Biden's policies not really doing anything, to protect the national security. We've got, with this new movie, The Sound of Freedom, really bringing to light human trafficking. And sometimes people say, oh, human trafficking, it's adults. No, we're talking children, talking 7-8-year-olds that are coming across the border that are controlled by the cartel. That's just one element. And, and then you've got, thousands of American citizens who are dying because of fentanyl and the illegal drug trafficking that's coming through this portal. And unless we forget also, this is all part of the supply chain that is controlled by the cartels that no longer are operating just south of the border. They're well into the interior of our country, Kevin.
Yes, of course. And it is, directly connected to the crisis that we have in this country right now with fentanyl that is taking lives in numbers we have never seen. It is directly connected to the horrors of human trafficking, like you mentioned. It's posing national security risks. It's overwhelming social services. And it is all because of the complete 180 that this administration did immediately upon taking office, where they reversed the common sense policies that were working. They stopped building physical barriers. They ended the Remain in Mexico policy. They took resources away from our border patrol. They basically have turned the asylum process into a de facto amnesty program. So it's just been one thing after another. And the results speak for themselves. It is, 2021 broke previous records for illegal border crossings, and then 2022 broke those records.
Exactly. Well, it's no wonder Hispanic communities and the Hispanic numbers that, some would say traditionally voted Democrat are moving. They're not walking. They're running away from the Democratic Party because, these illegals that come into the country, common sense tells you birds of a feather flock together. They're not going to the Hamptons. They're going where Hispanic communities have been thriving and done well. And now they're up in arms because what they're dealing with is MS-13 gangs. They're dealing with an increase in crime. you know, their children are being captured into sex trafficking. I mean, the pain that's coming out of these minority communities is unconscionable, Kevin. I mean, it is beyond disgusting. It really is criminal.
That's right. Absolutely.
And this is all done by Mayorkas. It's no wonder the American people, I mean, you're hearing this, Kevin, they want Mayorkas impeached because they see him as the one who is, of course, he's carrying the water for the Biden administration and others. But, you know, he just seems to be so conveniently ignorant about the simple operations of how the cartels, he doesn't even know about the wristbands and how they discern, you know, for the cartels, how each of these, you know, modern slaves are coming into the country and what jobs they have been assigned to, right?
Well, the level of, the lack of responsibility that he is willing to accept for what has happened has really been stunning to me. I mean, he testified before the Judiciary Committee that he doesn't think that the administration's policies have anything to do with the crisis that we're seeing at the border. So it really begs the question, okay, then what exactly did cause it if it's not the change in policies that immediately led to record-shattering numbers of illegal crossings?
Why can't they be honest and just say, this is what we want? I've heard this narrative. Oh, you know, they're letting them in for, you know, future Democratic voters. Maybe that's part of it. But I think there's got to be more to it than that, Kevin. I mean, this is totally nefarious. I mean, this absolutely erodes the foundational principles of, you know, what this country stood on and what it's all about.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean, is it that diabolical that they just want to bring down this country?
Well, I don't know what their motivations are, but what I do know is that they're unwilling to be direct and unwilling to accept responsibility.
Well, Kevin, you definitely have made an impact on this, you know, freshman class, how you've come on to Congress. What are you on, 5 or 6 committees? I mean, you're an attorney. I mean, you have a lot of passion for education. We're going to talk about education in a moment. Your position on the Judiciary Committee and others. Man, I mean, did you volunteer or they just said, hey, we got a sharp guy here that knows what he's doing. We're going to get him on every committee we can get him on.
Well, you know, I was very fortunate that I was able to get onto the committees that I really wanted to get on. I mean, I knew the judiciary was going to be the center of the action as far as holding this administration accountable. And then as a former high school teacher and someone that was very involved in trying to fix our school system in California, education was really where I thought I could have a large impact as well. So those were the committees that I really wanted to be on, and I was fortunate to have the chance to serve on them.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Hey, y'all. Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Well, update us on education. We got a new school year just around the corner. We've got parents that have been up in arms about critical race theory, what's happening in public education, daughters being raped in unisex bathrooms because schools have deemed it okay if somebody is fluid with their sexuality and can go ahead and violate our children, and the kind of curriculum and pornography that's been thrust upon our kids, not to mention all the gender agenda and transformation, and somehow these public schools thinking that they have a right, they have first right over our children, and that parents are no longer in that preeminent position.
Yeah, and we passed the Parents' Bill of Rights in the House, which is aiming to get at this issue, because we do have some truly alarming things going on in our schools. And certainly during the COVID shutdowns, we saw parents being disempowered like never before.
Disempowered and arrested.
So what we're seeking to do is to change the paradigm of public education towards one that is parent-directed and student-centered, because, we have gotten so far from that. And I think that, the movement of parents that is building across this country is becoming a very powerful political force that is making its voice felt at the local level and at all levels. And I think that, frankly, on the other side, they're starting to realize that they have alienated American parents. And so I do hope that we'll have an opportunity to at least restore some sanity. And I think that the Parents' Bill of Rights was a good start.
Well, and parents will say, well, wait a minute, how is this enforced? But, I think you bring up a good point here that people need to get their brains around, is that legislation is only part of it. This is a government of and by and for we the people, which means we the people need to activate. And so we need to be vigilant and stand on our constitutional rights and to help follow through and partner with this legislation, because the left has proven time and again, Kevin, they don't care about breaking the law. They don't care about the Constitution. And so if we don't and are not prepared to meet them in the same force, we're going to get run over, aren't we?
Well, we certainly need to fight for the principles that have made this country what it is, because there are some in this country in positions of power that are trying to move us away from those principles. And so I do want to thank you for having me on again, Bill. It's really great to have the chance to talk with you. And I know that you're doing a lot to get the word out about what's been going on and what, you know, patriotic Americans throughout the country can do to fight back. And I think that this is an incredibly important moment for our country. And I think that everywhere I go, it's really encouraging that I see that people understand that and more people are getting involved at the local level, doing everything that they can to get out the word and to fight back and to fight for our country. So thank you for what you do. And I really look forward to the chance to join you again at some point in the future.
Well, we want to keep the lines of communication open because this is critical, Kevin. Our audience, the American people, need to hear from somebody who's in the arena, somebody who's there. And you have fought, you know, undyingly for constitutional principles, being an attorney, being a conservative, interested in families and education and all these issues. Now, are you limited on time here? Is that what I'm hearing? Because I want to respect your time because I know that, you know, this show normally runs about 50 minutes and we've got another, you know, maybe another 14, 15 minutes to go.
I would love to stay with you. Unfortunately, I am late for my next engagement here, but I appreciate the chance to be on and look forward to joining you again sometime soon.
Okay, we will definitely do that, Kevin Connolly. Thank you for being with us. Well, you know, these are challenging times, no doubt. But I believe, and my hope is in the American people, the cumulative intelligence of the American people. And I would say at large, don't let them shut you up. Don't let them censor you. I mean, this whole idea, I mean, even, you know, to be honest with you, with this particular platform that we're on, you know, I dance a razor's edge in some cases and some things that we can talk about at the risk of being censored. And I think it's a matter of time, believe it or not, that even things that I'm sharing with you right now could be censored. Because if they can censor you for thinking that something's wrong and you just think, I mean, that's where it all begins. That's what makes us better is a thought. An idea comes about and says, wait a minute, there's something here. Maybe we can do it better. But if it happens to be the wrong thought, those that are in control, they want to punish you. Because how dare you have the wrong thought, the thought that doesn't comport with their collective mindset? That's not the American way. It dumbs us down. It makes us less intelligent. And what we are about in this TV show and even in the daily radio show that I do that airs 9 to noon Eastern, it's about enlarging your capacity for knowledge. And what I'm sharing with you, I say, please don't take at wholesale value. Don't say, well, because Bill Martinez said it, I need to believe. Really, don't do that. I mean, you're smarter than that. Check it out for yourself. Own your own knowledge, okay? Even what Kevin shared with you, be challenged by that. Check it out to see, okay, is this credible? Is it something that needs to be discussed, whether we're talking about the southern border, what's happening in human trafficking. I mean, here it is, this country that's been battling against slavery all these years. We're creating a new form of slavery. I mean, this is unbelievable to me. I don't know. I don't know about you, but this show just blows me away. But this is why, again, the hope of America is its people. 340 million people for the most part. Now, I get it. There's some people who are donkeys out there that want to tell you the grass is blue. Okay, fine. Leave them alone. Let them pretend. Let them live in their bluegrass world. That's okay. But for the rest of us, we have a country to save. We have a country to turn over to the next generation, hopefully that's better than the way we found it. And yes, we're off track, but I haven't lost hope. I really believe that we can right the ship here. But we need to come together, not under a political party, because if you're hearing, you know, a Republican call or a Democratic call, it's not that at all. It's about America. It's about the red, white, and blue. It's about our flag. It's what unites us, those first principles that we all agree on. That's what we need to come together. That's why I was talking, you know, to Kevin about is that, you know, even from a standpoint of the political party, they need to unite. They need to be singing from the same choir book as we used to say in church, right? The same verse. That's what they need to do. I understand everybody has their own opinion. They have their constituency to support, but there should be a basket of key principles, core principles that they must adhere to, that those talking points need to be consistent. And if it is, then the American people will begin to realize, hey, they're serious about it, and the message will get through. Because the fact of the matter is the counter measures and message from the mainstream media and social media is being poured out there. And what are the people to believe? You know, I mean, are you supposed to believe in Bidenomics and think, oh, it's wonderful and it's working? Really? When they know that, you know, even though Biden may call it their lying eyes, their eyes are telling them the truth. It's more expensive when they go to shop for everyday groceries or, you know, go and put fuel in their gas tanks. You know, this is sadly the America that we live in today. So we have a choice. In much the same way that Germany had a choice in the early days of, you know, of Adolf Hitler and what the Nazis did to that country. I mean, amazing when you think back. I mean, here it is. Germany was very religious. They were a religious country, and they were taken over by 10%. 10% was all it did, and it took over that country. It's amazing. So don't think it can't happen here. In fact, we're seeing, you know, we're seeing the tentacles. We're seeing what's happening in this country right now. It's not a lie, ladies and gentlemen. You need to see it for what it is. You know, the pressures, like we were talking with Kevin Kiley, the pressures of socialism, even though President Trump said socialism will never come to America. Well, guess what? It was already been here, and it's well entrenched. And, you know, this counters everything, the free markets. It counters the original principles. I say the founding principles, those first principles that we must return to. It counters that. And this is where the war is, ladies and gentlemen. But again, my faith is in the cumulative intelligence and desire of the American people to want the right thing for themselves and for their family and this country. But it starts one person at a time, one person at a time, to decide, no, it doesn't have to be this way. We're seeing it for what it is. We're seeing how these policies are injurious, how giving up our energy independence, how costly has that been? That opened the door to all this inflation. It opened the door to, you know, the desperate and lies that were purported and were poured out on the American people. So all that's happened since Joe Biden took office, a big part of that was to pay back all these people, all these donors that supported the Democratic cause all these years. That's the reality. And of course, the other reality is what we know and what we experience with our wallets and our eyes every day. Your eyes are not lying to you. You're seeing the truth, the ugly and scary truth that's having an effect on our kids, whether it's at school, an open border, our national security compromised on so many levels. Sadly, this is the America that we live in, and that's the whole truth. I want to thank our guest, Kevin Kiley, U.S. Congressman from the 3rd District of California, being with us. And I want to thank you for sharing a part of your day with us to be a part of this mighty Martinez movement to return to God, because I believe that's what this country needs to do if we're going to right the ship and truly get this country back on track. May God bless you and keep you. And may his face shine upon you, and may he be gracious unto you and give you peace. Thank you so much for being with us. Have a great day.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi.